Welcome to Headphone News, Greater Toronto Edition for Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. In today's episode, we will quickly cover 15 news articles in 15 minutes. Let's dive in.
Toronto's new zoning proposal for neighborhoods. Toronto, Canada, is exploring exciting new zoning changes that could bring more local shops and cafes into residential neighborhoods. The City Council is set to discuss this proposal on December 17, 2024. These changes aim to make neighborhoods more pedestrian-friendly and accessible for residents. Over the past 30 years, the number of local retail and service options has dropped by 34%, largely due to outdated business rules from the 1950s that limited operations in these areas. City planners want to allow small businesses like corner stores and cafes to thrive in residential zones. However, some residents are worried about potential noise and traffic from these new businesses. To address these concerns, city officials have been talking to local residents for their input. If approved, these zoning changes could breathe new life into neighborhoods and give residents better access to essential services.
Garbage truck incident disrupts Toronto transit. A garbage truck collided with overhead streetcar wires at the busy intersection of King Street West and Spadina Avenue in Toronto, Canada, around 8 a.m. on December 17, 2024. The driver didn't lower the truck's loader, causing significant damage to the wires and leading to road closures. As a result, streetcars on several lines were rerouted, affecting routes that many commuters rely on. The intersection is expected to be closed for most of the day, around 10 to 12 hours. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. The Toronto Transit Commission operates the streetcar system, which plays a crucial role in the daily commute for many people in the city.
Canada's inflation rate update. Canada's inflation rate has taken a surprising turn, dropping to 1.9% in November 2024. Analysts expected it to hold steady at 2%, making this decrease noteworthy. The Consumer Price Index, which tracks inflation, showed no monthly increase. Meanwhile, core inflation measures, which are crucial for understanding the economy, remained stable at 2.6% and 2.7%. In light of these changes, the Bank of Canada has decided to cut interest rates by 50 basis points recently, totaling a significant 175 basis points reduction since June. Currently, the Canadian dollar is worth 1.4280 against the US dollar, which translates to about 70 cents. On the ground, rent prices have jumped by 7.7%, and grocery prices have increased by 2.6% over the year. As the Bank of Canada prepares to review more inflation reports, all eyes will be on their next rate decision scheduled for January 29, 2025. How do these changes impact your daily life?
Canada's Automatic Tax Filing Initiative. The Canadian federal government is making exciting strides with its Automatic Tax Filing Initiative, aimed at simplifying tax season for low and middle-income Canadians. Beginning in 2025, the Canada Revenue Agency will automatically take care of tax returns for some lower-income individuals. Recently, a pilot program invited over 2 million eligible Canadians to file their taxes using phone and online options. As of November 3, 2023, an impressive 93% of participants successfully filed their returns, leading to about $3 billion Canadian, roughly $2.22 billion U.S. dollars, in benefits and credits distributed. However, 1 in 5 Canadians earning less than $20,000 Canadian dollars still do not file their tax returns. To address this, the government plans to expand automatic filing to middle-class Canadians. This initiative marks a significant change in how Canadians will engage with their tax system, making it easier and more accessible for everyone. Imagine a world where filing your taxes is as simple as a click of a button. This is the future the government is working towards.
Canadians brace for financial changes in 2025. What if nearly 1 in 3 Canadians decided to tighten their wallets next year? A recent poll from the Bank of Montreal reveals just that. Conducted by Ipsos, this survey included over 3,400 participants from across Canada. About 46% of those surveyed believe that higher living costs will affect their money plans for the upcoming year. Even more concerning, 82% expressed worry about their financial situations and the possibility of surprise bills. With money problems, especially rising prices, many Canadians are taking a more careful approach to spending. These results show that businesses and leaders need to understand how consumers think as Canada heads into 2025.
Hamilton Residents Challenge Tent Ban. A group of 14 residents from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, is taking a stand against their city, seeking $445,000 Canadian dollars, which is about $329,300 US. They believe that a ban on tents in public parks, enforced from August 2021 to 2023, unfairly violated their rights. This ban, they argue, led to repeated evictions that disproportionately affected vulnerable groups, including women and Indigenous people. The hearing for this case began on December 17, 2024, in Ontario's top court. The city defends the ban, claiming it was necessary for public safety and to protect the parks. This situation highlights the ongoing struggles of homelessness in Hamilton and raises important questions about how cities across Canada address these challenges. What happens when a community's needs are overlooked? This case could influence future policies in other cities, making it a critical moment for both Hamilton and beyond.
Manslaughter case in Ontario, Canada. A heartbreaking event unfolded when 39-year-old Ryan Kanin was found not criminally responsible for the killing of 89-year-old Xiaoxia Wang. This tragic incident took place on January 20, 2023, on Yonge Street in Ontario, Canada, where Kanin pushed Wang to the ground, resulting in life-threatening injuries. Kanin was diagnosed with a serious mental health condition known as schizoaffective disorder, which affected his understanding of his actions at the time. The court's ruling highlighted the significant role mental health plays in legal cases. Instead of serving prison time, Kanin is expected to receive treatment in a mental health center. This case raises important questions about our mental health system. Are we doing enough to support those in need? It underscores the urgent need for better mental health resources within our legal framework, reminding us that understanding and compassion are crucial in addressing these complex issues.
Community comes together for orphaned puppies in Toronto. A touching story is unfolding in Toronto, Ontario, where the community is uniting to support orphaned puppies at the Toronto Humane Society. Four neonatal Yorkshire Terrier puppies, Gabby, Tonka, Rakin, and Kai, lost their mother shortly after birth. Their family had to give them up, unable to provide the care they needed. Sadly, Kai did not survive, but Gabby, Tonka, and Rakin are recovering thanks to the devoted staff and a caring foster parent. The Toronto Humane Society is facing tough times as rising living costs are forcing more families to surrender their pets. To help, donations made until December 31st will be matched dollar for dollar, up to $25,000. This initiative encourages everyone to come together for these vulnerable animals. This heartwarming story highlights the crucial role of community involvement in animal welfare and emphasizes the need for resources to keep pets in loving homes. Every bit of support counts, and together, we can make a difference.
Calls for Trudeau to step down after by-election loss. Calls are intensifying for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to step down following a significant loss for the Liberal Party in a recent by-election in British Columbia. The Conservative candidate won by an astonishing 50 percentage points, raising serious concerns about Trudeau's leadership. The situation escalated when Chrystia Freeland resigned from her cabinet position, prompting some Liberal members of Parliament to voice their frustrations. Ken Hardy, a Liberal MP from British Columbia, highlighted that it might be time for new leadership to steer the party in a different direction. Trudeau has acknowledged the worries of party members during a recent caucus meeting, but the political atmosphere in Canada is charged with uncertainty. Many are closely watching to see how he will respond to this growing pressure. What does this mean for Trudeau's future?
Easton Cowan leads Canada in World Junior Hockey Championship. Easton Cowan, a rising star in hockey, is ready to take on an important role for Canada in the World Junior Hockey Championship. This exciting tournament kicks off on December 26, 2024, in Ottawa, Canada. After being drafted by the Toronto Maple Leafs in 2023, Cowan has dazzled fans with his impressive skills in the Ontario Hockey League, scoring points in 56 consecutive games. A remarkable achievement that showcases his talent and dedication. Following a disappointing fifth-place finish in the last tournament held in Sweden, Canada is eager to do better this time around. Cowan's performance could not only shape his future career, but also spark national pride among fans. The excitement is palpable as supporters eagerly await the opening match against Finland, rallying behind their team in hopes of a triumphant journey.
Ontario's school infrastructure needs. Ontario's Financial Accountability Office has unveiled a report highlighting a critical need for over $30 billion in the next decade to tackle urgent school repairs and construction. The provincial government has set aside just under $19 billion, leaving a significant gap of $12.7 billion. Education Minister Jill Dunlop announced that funding for new schools has doubled, with 240 new schools currently being built. Many existing schools are overcrowded, with around 1,400 schools exceeding their capacity. The report indicates that Ontario will need 227 new schools in the coming years to keep up with rising enrollment. We must act quickly to create safe and modern learning environments for all students across Ontario.
Martin Falls First Nation faces water crisis. The Martin Falls First Nation, a remote Indigenous community in northwestern Ontario, Canada, is grappling with a serious crisis. They had declared a state of emergency due to severe water contamination, having lived under a boil water warning for an astonishing 19 years. This urgent situation worsened on December 17, 2024, when a sewage spill tainted their water supply. Chief Bruce Aknepinskum revealed that their outdated system for moving dirty water is broken, allowing untreated sewage to flow into a nearby creek. As a result, fewer than 400 residents are facing health concerns, including skin rashes. While Indigenous Services Canada is trying to help, they have stopped funding for bottled water, leaving the community to bear the cost of transporting it themselves. Martin Falls is urgently calling for immediate action to fix their wastewater systems and restore funding for bottled water. This situation highlights the ongoing struggle for clean water access faced by many Indigenous communities in Canada, a basic human right that remains out of reach for far too many.
Investigation into the death of Yucking Anita Mui. Yucking Anita Mui, a 56-year-old woman from Markham, Ontario, was reported missing on August 9, 2023. Just 3 days later, her body was found in Parry Sound, Ontario. This heartbreaking story has led to the arrest of two men. A 24-year-old from Oshawa is facing serious charges, including manslaughter and conspiracy. Meanwhile, a 19-year-old from Toronto is also facing significant accusations. A third suspect is still on the run and is believed to have fled to Hong Kong. Additionally, three youths aged 17 and 16 are facing charges related to firearms and fraud. This tragic incident raises important questions about public safety in urban areas like Toronto and highlights the ongoing battle against violent crime. What does this mean for our communities?
Concerns over proposed tariffs on Canadian goods. Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, is raising serious alarms about President-elect Donald Trump's plan to impose a hefty 25% tax on Canadian goods. Ford believes this could lead to a major crisis for both the Canadian and U.S. economies. He highlights the strong financial connections between the two countries, especially in the automotive industry, where parts often cross the border multiple times before they're assembled. Every day, about $3.6 billion Canadian dollars, roughly $2.66 billion U.S. dollars, worth of goods and services flow across the border. Ford warns that these new taxes could disrupt trade and drive up prices for consumers. He's also worried about Trump's plans for mass deportation of undocumented individuals, which could further strain relations between Canada and the U.S. If these tariffs are put into action, Ford might limit electricity sales to states like Michigan and New York. This situation raises serious concerns about a potential trade war and its impact on both economies. What will happen if these tariffs take effect?
Peel Police combat surge in illegal firearms. Peel Regional Police in Ontario, Canada, are facing a significant challenge as they report a surge in illegal firearms. In 2024, they have seized 205 weapons, marking an increase of 62 compared to last year. That's an illegal firearm taken off the streets every 36 hours on average. The police enforcement team has been particularly active, confiscating 53 firearms, 63 magazines, and 915 bullets this year alone. These efforts have led to 50 arrests and 461 charges, highlighting the ongoing battle against gun violence. Many of these seized firearms trace back to the United States, prompting Ontario Solicitor General Michael Kersner to call for stronger border security measures to keep illegal guns out of Canada. In response to these rising challenges, Peel Police are requesting a budget increase of over 100 million Canadian dollars, which is about 74 million US dollars, to enhance their public safety initiatives. As gun violence continues to rise, ensuring community safety remains a top priority for law enforcement.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.